Alicia McKen is an outreach worker for the Sagatawa Friendship Center here in Peace River. Alicia, thank you very much for joining us today. First of all, it's World AIDS Awareness Day coming up on December the 1st, and also between December the 1st and 7th, it's Indigenous AIDS Awareness Week. First of all, just a little bit of an icebreaker. Please, comments on this on these campaigns.
Yeah, so the campaigns are just vital, I guess, to the people of Canada, because HIV is so prevalent within Canada. I mean, there are an estimated 62,000 Canadians living with HIV at the end of 2017, meaning that for every 100,000 Canadians, 167 were living with HIV. So it's just important to shine a light, kind of, I guess, on HIV and on AIDS awareness for this week.
You want to shine the light on these campaigns as well, but a little bit of emphasis is also put on the Red Ribbon campaign, is it not?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Red Ribbon is the, I guess, international symbol for HIV awareness. So on World AIDS Day, as well as Indigenous AIDS Awareness Week, you can see professionals, people in the community, rocking that Red Ribbon just to show their support for HIV awareness during this time.
You mentioned the numbers, Alicia. Have the numbers in northern Alberta gone down, do you think?
I'm not sure if they've necessarily gone down, but if we're kind of looking at Canada as a whole, they do have some targets. So they were going for 90% of people with HIV knowing their infection status, 90% of people diagnosed with HIV receiving treatment, and 90% of people taking treatment have an undetectable viral load. Canada is rocking those numbers. As of 2018, they were at 87% of people were diagnosed and aware they had HIV, 85% of those people were on treatment, and 94% of those people on treatment had actually achieved viral suppression. So as a whole, we're doing pretty great as far as those numbers go.
When it comes to this, I know there's probably a little bit of embarrassment going on, or a naive approach saying it will never happen to me, going that way. How is it that we can break these stigmas as a general population?
Yeah, totally. There's definitely a lot of stigma around HIV, around testing, around treatment. And I think a part of really breaking that stigma is just getting this information. It's learning, it's understanding, it's getting tested. I mean, if you're an adult of any age and you're sexually active, you are at risk for HIV. So I think it's learning how to protect ourselves, learning how to protect others, and then just, again, like understanding the information and really understanding what it is to be HIV positive and how that works. Because, I mean, a lot of people think that, you know, HIV is kind of an end, but it's really not. If you are an HIV positive person with treatment, you would lead a long and healthy life, you know, much into your 70s, and you'd also be able to live a healthy sex life as well.
When it comes to the people who are affected, how easy is it for them to break the embarrassment or break the naive approach to say, hey, I can get help for this?
I think it's as easy as we make it, if that kind of makes sense. As an HIV positive person, I think it's really reaching out to your community. It's finding your community. It's accessing the services and the treatment that you need, and just kind of breaking away from the idea that it's an embarrassing thing to go through or it's an embarrassing thing to have, because it really isn't. At the end of the day, it's a disease just like anything else that you could acquire. So I think for an HIV positive person, just really finding your connections with family, friends, doctors, and really kind of just reaching out.
Are there services available in the northwest of Alberta, like Peace River, like Fairview, like High Level?
Yeah, there definitely are services. As one of the NIA coordinators for our region, I can say that we have NIA coordinators kind of placed strategically throughout. So you can access services with the help of a NIA coordinator in High Level. You can access services with the help of a NIA coordinator in Peace River. You can access services in Grand Prairie with the help of a NIA coordinator. There are also doctors, physicians, drop-in birth control clinics, things like that are available to you in the north that can actually help you access testing and access treatment services.
The big players of awareness here, Alicia, you mentioned them earlier on in the interview. Are they the big players, or how can they be the big players in raising awareness and getting the awareness to be heightened?
I think it's really just, you know, when I look at HIV education and HIV information, I don't see a lot of, I guess, other organizations and things like that that really kind of bring it forward. So I think if clinicians and other healthcare professionals really kind of step up in a way and start sharing information about HIV more rapidly within the community, I think we would see more education kind of happening. For now, you know, we do have, like I said, kind of the essentials and the basics, and we do have the Northern Indigenous Health Alliance, which is really working hard and kind of double time to spread awareness and kind of break stigma in our northern communities as of now.
That is a good point you bring up here, Alicia. This is more of like an awareness, or not necessarily aware, well, certainly an awareness campaign, but also an education campaign, is it not?
Yeah, I believe it totally is. I think they kind of go hand in hand. Like when we talk about awareness and breaking stigma, I don't think you can do that without that education piece. So I think during this week, it's really important just to kind of access that information and find good information around HIV and stigma. I know CAN, if you access their website, they're putting on Zoom sessions all week actually around breaking stigma for HIV around Indigenous people and Indigenous communities. So I encourage everyone to pop on the CAN website. I believe Kix FM or River Country is actually even throwing it up on their community page. It's just a lovely week of Zoom sessions put on by professionals. So I do encourage everyone to check those out if they can.
Alicia McCann is an outreach worker with the Sagatawa Friendship Center here in Peace River. Alicia, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.